Hi, this is Manda Johnson, and I am the host of Coaching from the Kitchen podcast. My passion is to educate you on what I've discovered throughout my health journey, which is about 20 years now. I want to share that information and encourage you to strive for better health yourself. Coaching from the Kitchen promotes a multi-therapeutic approach to achieve the ultimate health and lifestyle goals you and your family deserve. This means we will coach you on all aspects of your life, from clean meal planning to fast workouts and everything in between, to make you and your family feel fantastic for years to come. Thanks for tuning in to Coaching from the Kitchen podcast. And here's my latest podcast now. In this episode, we are going to continue our talk about low glycemic foods, the low glycemic way of eating, and losing weight and keeping it off. Now, what kind of eating plan would be best for you? That's something that a lot of people ask themselves, but they need to kind of ask themselves some more in-depth questions in order to really be successful. You don't want to set yourself up for failure. We want to gradually give you different choices and give you baby steps so that you can adapt to it and be successful for the long term, not just the short term. However, there are certain times that you're just like super dedicated and you're going to do this and you're going to get it done. And then you're going to want to continue after you lose a certain amount of weight. And that's totally realistic and it's totally doable. But everybody's in a different season. So today I'm going to explain different concepts of eating and what kind of plans, what different plans are there depending on your situation. So I'm going to explain a few of them. The first plan is like, go get them. Go get it. We're going to shred that weight off. You're expecting results of losing up to 10 pounds in 2 weeks. And who you are extremely committed to achieving this weight loss goal through this efficient way of eating. You're wanting to shred that fat and feel better physically, emotionally, and you know you can do anything you put your mind to. So a program like this is more of a fast-paced program. It's very dedicated. You are very dedicated and your mindset is, I'm going to get through this. It could take up to 2 weeks, obviously, because that's, you know, the results that you want. You're going to be strict with your regimen and you are expecting quick results. You may need a few other supplements to get you by and you will be very motivated to go ahead and do like a full body, high intensity workout. That can look like a couple different things. So if you think you're like that, then that is the plan for you. Not everybody's like that though. We have another plan that you want to lose weight and you want to lose it pretty quick, but you don't have a wedding in 2 weeks to fit in a dress into. This weight plan, you expect to lose 2 to 3 pounds per week. You're motivated, you're dedicated and committed to doing whatever it takes to reach that weight loss goal. You get ready to break unhealthy habits and start losing fat and inches. You're motivated to switch up your pantry and everything in between. This program, let's say we'll put you on a 6-week program. You're going to eat a lot of protein and vegetables and you're going to possibly have other supplementation. You're going to go ahead and create a behavior modification to break unhealthy habits. That might mean instead of eating popcorn at night while you're watching a TV show, you will eat some carrots or maybe some broccoli, or you're just going to switch things up a bit. But it's going to benefit you. You're going to have a gradual workout plan designed to maintain lean muscle. So those results will be kind of what you're going to be getting those results if you choose that type of plan. The next plan you're going to maybe lose 1.5 pounds to 2.5 pounds per week. You're going to prepare low glycemic meals. You're going to, if you are the type that needs to lose weight, you're going to possibly, you know, you might not have a lot of time in your day, so you might want to consider like a meal plan service that is a low glycemic type of meal plan. You might be on the go a lot, so you're going to kind of need adapting, okay? But your expectation for losing weight isn't super high at this point. This is more of a 4 to 12 week program. You're going to probably try to find someone to prepare low glycemic meals, either come in your house and do that, or you can have a service delivered to your door. You may need to take some supplementations just to kind of get you jump started and maintain that lifestyle. So that is for someone who just needs it very simple and doesn't have a lot of time. Or maybe possibly they don't enjoy that cooking aspect and they're going out to eat every day anyways. So why not have better food options delivered to your house, or hire someone who loves to cook and can do the grocery shopping for you. The next plan that is very doable is more of a sure and steady type of plan. This plan, you're going to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. You know, and ideally, this is probably one that's suggested a lot because it's doable. It's very doable. So you're going to be making gradual changes to your lifestyle in order to reach your goals. You are not going to go ahead and go gung-ho, and be super strict, but you're just going to make the gradual changes. I like to call them baby steps. This plan is more of a 12-week plan. Okay, this is more of a commitment, but you're going to get steady results, and it's going to be a less dramatic lifestyle change for you. And this might be best if you have a family where you're gradually changing their meal planning too. You're going to eat a lot of good quality whole grains and proteins and vegetable-rich meals, which everybody can enjoy. You're going to have behavior modification. That's going to set you up for long-term success. And a recommended workout plan, every week. It's not anything intense. Depending on where you are at now with working out, it might just be going out and walking 3 times a week or going on the treadmill or the bike. It doesn't have to be anything intense. And again, this will help you lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Maybe that's the best plan for you. I don't know. I don't know where you're at right now. The next stage, that's another plan, would be just you're committed. You want a guide to a healthy, everyday living, and you want to maintain a target weight. You are already at a target weight, and you're looking to maintain that healthy lifestyle. And you want to focus on maintaining optimum body composition. And you're looking for a plan with flexibility and, basically allowing you to indulge every once in a while. Because we don't live in a bubble, right? So this type of plan is more just for maintenance. It's more for the person who doesn't necessarily need to lose a lot of weight, isn't looking to, bulk up, like be muscular or have crazy workout plans. It's just maintaining. You're going to maintain your target weight. This is more of a program that is long-term. This is everyday living. You're going to have balanced meals, which consist of good quality of grains and protein. You're going to be able to have low glycemic starches and fruits and vegetables. You're just going to maintain an active lifestyle. You've done all of that work and you just want to maintain it because you're done with the season that is, strict and getting you to the point of losing X amount of pounds. So that's all I have today for this podcast to explain the different types of meal plans and programs that we could offer you here at Coaching from the Kitchen, depending on your lifestyle and depending on what you need. If you have more questions and you want to comment, please email me directly. I'd love to correspond with you about this concept. And if you have any other ideas on other podcasts that you'd like to hear subjects about, let me know. Because, you know, I'm here to serve you and help you through this process. My email is Manda, M-A-N-D-A, at coachingfromthekitchen.com. Otherwise, you can check out my website. That's www.coachingfromthekitchen.com, or correspond with me through Facebook. I'd love to hear from you, and I look forward to helping you reach your health goals. Until next time, bye-bye.